Well, there is much discussion around early childhood programming and services, both nationally and locally. Key community representatives join in every week to discuss the local landscape and system of care around early childhood in Kent County. Today, here's our topic, empowering and equipping parents with Great Start Collaborative. Director Paula Brown in the house. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yay for you. And from the Great Start Collaborative Nurturing Parent Power Work Group, Nicole Notario-Risk. Hello to you, Nicole.
Hello, good morning.
Yes. Shanae Edmund Verlee.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You got a rock star son, don't you?
Yeah.
Good to talk about this on a weekly basis. We're calling this our Ready by Five radio series. So I want to get right into the conversation, ladies, if I may, and jump in with your answer as we look at empowering and equipping parents. So how do we do this? How do we empower and equip parents of young kids?
You know, I think the biggest thing is to really know that parents have superpower. And our job is really to cultivate and nurture that power and give them what matters most. Parents are dying to know what matters most so their children can reach their potential.
Talk about, there are five success basics every family should know. Who wants that?
Yeah, sure. So the success basics really are these proven foundational core that kind of shakes out that every parent should know. And it's love, talk, count, play, and read. And if parents are doing that, they're doing the things that matter most.
All right, here we go. I want to break them down if I can. Start with love.
Well, love, the full basic is really to maximize love and manage stress. And we really feel like this is one of the most important and foundational for learning. Babies and toddlers, we know, thrive when their world is loving and safe and predictable. And so this is really about maximizing that love and managing the stress in a parent's life so that you can be the best you can be for your kids. So simple things like hugging and kissing little ones, comforting them when they're upset, playing and spending quality time. It really helps them to be more confident and secure as they grow up. So it's a really important piece of the puzzle.
Great. Talk, sing, and point.
Yeah, the talking in particular is where children actually acquire language. And this is so foundational to communicating with everybody. And so when parents are talking and labeling and using rich language in the home, then as opposed to empty language like this and that, if they're using this rich language and their children are able to begin to communicate, and then that's foundational for reading. And so putting that with singing, and all of a sudden you've got body movement and kids are really exciting. So talk, point, and sing.
Looks like they start by hearing sounds, eventually become words, meaning, and context. All right, I'm going on to count, group, and compare.
Yeah, this one is really important for building those early math skills. And simple things, really, like noticing patterns and comparing groups of things. So even if you're eating Cheerios in the morning, counting the number of Cheerios that are on the high chair, or grouping dinosaurs or the red blocks together, comparing big and small, the earlier you can do that, it really helps them to put together those math skills as they grow.
Ready to talk about play?
Yes, play is one of the most important jobs of kids. It really is their work in the world, and it's where what they're supposed to be doing and how they learn. So that little things like peekaboo, holding different objects, and moving up to things like walks in nature, and building things, drawing and coloring, knocking down blocks, all kinds of things. It's really exploring their world through movement and play.
Don't stop play when you're an adult.
Yeah,
play.
Exactly.
How about read?
Yes, reading is just fundamental, as we've always known. And reading is where children begin to actually, the world opens up to them and curiosity happens. And when we can actually put that with play, like cuddling and loving, then all of a sudden children feel safe and to explore the world. And every child needs to be reading, because we read to learn and then we learn to read. Or we learn to read and then we read to learn. So it's important for families to make time every day for reading, at least 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And even babies. Read to our babies, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think one important distinction, too, with reading is if parents don't aren't great readers themselves or aren't comfortable, they think they have to sort of read the book front to back. And they really just need to point out pictures, make up silly stories. It's really just about the positive experience with the book. And I think a lot of parents get caught up on that. But it's really about having a fun few minutes with that book
and
their
cuddle
children.
Cuddle while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cuddle while you're doing it.
Yes. Creates incredible attachment.
How are you getting this information to parents?
One of the ways that we're using to get this information out to parents is through the Success Starts Early website. It's successstartsearly.org. And that is a website that here in Kent County we start work on probably 7 or 8 years ago. And we're really building it out to be a one-stop shop for parents so they can go there and get a multitude of information as well as information about the basics, where there are videos, there are tips and suggestions based upon, you know, your child's age, where you can get information there. You may see billboards around town with the basics pointing people to the website. And then also we really have been working in building strong partnerships throughout the community. Our libraries, our home visiting programs and preschool programs, they're also helping to carry that information into the home as well.
What are the benefits when parents practice the success basics?
You know, learning begins the moment a child is born. Every time a child is filled with the vast potential for success in life, and the first 3 years can have the greatest impact on children and their learning and their potential and their trajectory. And so simply everyday activities can make a big difference. When parents are putting these in their daily routines, then their children are getting that dosage every single day. This work is based on research that directs us how to give children the early childhood lived experiences that help their brains to develop. And we are personal friends with the guy who actually created all this. And this is Dr. Ron Ferguson out of Harvard University and the Achievement Gap Initiative. And he knows what it takes to move the needle.
National Advisory Committee that created the basics, this Mr. Ron Ferguson. How cool is that? And again, we all know how quick the first 3 to 5 years are in little kids' lives, right? That goes pretty quickly.
Yes.
That is correct.
All right. Empowering and equipping parents. I imagine you'd like to think it's innate, but the extra reminder to get out there and make that little one part of the future is important. What are your final words, please, Paula Brown, on behalf of Great Start Collaborative, you the director?
Today is Election Day, and I would just really like to, we'd like to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Voters can view their precincts, ballots, candidates, and proposals by visiting accesskent.org or mi.gov/vote.
Awesome.
So get out and exercise that right to vote today.
Nicole Notario Risk. Good that you are here, part of Great Start Collaborative Work Group called Nurturing Parent Power. What's your action item?
Also getting out and voting today, and really as a parent of little ones, I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old that really just
Have you read yet today?
Yes, a little bit. We usually read at nap time and bedtime, so but we've been busy since they woke up this morning, so doing our best to really build those daily routines to help their little brains grow as well.
Nice, and again, leadership under Great Start Collaborative Work Group, Nurturing Parent Power, thanks to you, Shanae.
Thanks. You know, I think the litmus test of the strength of a community is revealed in how its youngest members are doing. And we want our youngest members to do great. And so as vice chair of the Great Start Collaborative, we're excited that we should get out and vote today and make a difference.
Right. Thanks to you all on this discussion around early childhood programming and services, both nationally and locally, with our key community representatives. That would be you. Ladies, Paula Brown, Nicole Notario Risk, and Shanae Edmund-Burley. Thank you.